it be times I know I be wrong. I be dead wrong. And I should be apologizing, telling people I'm sorry, my bad. But then in the back of my mind, I be like, fuck them people. Fuck them. I ain't wrong. Fuck them people.
Gosh, I haven't heard that intro in 2 months, man. It's been a minute. But guess what, guys? Your boy is back. Welcome to the new season of the Holy City High Podcast. I am your host, Nappy Nick. And I've been on hiatus, guys. Summer hiatus. I took 2 months off, mainly. I had a lot of school. Some of the harsh classes I've probably taken up to this point in this program, man. They're not like crazy hard, but just enough. Hard enough for me to have to focus on them. And for my listeners, don't know what I'm talking about. I'm enrolled in a cybersecurity program at our local Triad Tech College here in Charleston, beautiful Charleston, South Carolina. And it's been a commitment. Process and career change. I worked for Bell for the better part about 7 years now. And I'm just looking for new pastures and want to travel. I need a job that allowed me to do that, so I need, or skills that allow me to do that, so I can go see this great planet and country of ours. So here we are with that. I'm gonna do some cybersecurity episodes in the future. Kind of take some of the information I've got from it and hire some people, man. Some as an eye opener, some things about how easy it is to assess someone else's computer. And if you don't take certain protocols, it can fuck up your life, be honest with you. Or your business, or anything you deem important that you have held digitally, personally. You know, credit cards, crypto, all that. With that being said, man, hope everybody's been doing well. Hope everybody's been going through this crazy time, going with so much going on in the world. Hope everybody's being safe. Living their life to the best of their abilities, and you know, and pursuing their dreams. Today's episode, we're gonna catch up, kind of let you know some things I'm gonna be doing in the future with this podcast, moving forward with this new season coming up. Addition, I'm gonna review the Kendrick Lamar, my first Kendrick Lamar concert I've ever been to in person. And how that went as part of the Big Steppers tour. Then some life advice. And then I just gonna give some, you know, just my thoughts and feelings on some things. And hopefully you guys can enjoy them or take them for however you want to use them. But starting with the podcast, I got a few new things I'm not necessarily try. I always wanted to do. I don't think I'm just going to finally do them because I got a little bit of time to do them. The first is I'm starting doing sports podcasts. I'm a big sports guy. I play sports all my life growing up. I love football. This football season is about to start. So I'm going to have some of my peoples come on, some of my friends who want to come talk sports, mainly college football, NFL, college basketball. This will be the big three. Probably talk baseball. I'm not a big baseball guy, but, you know, the World Series playoffs are coming soon. So keep that in mind. Then, like, you know, this is going to be a big sports year. You know, sports betting. I'm some good bets to start taking. You know, just a reminder, sports betting is not legal in South Carolina. So this advice is just advice for anyone who wants to use it for what they see fit. But those are just some things I always want to do. I never want to make this a sole sports podcast because I like to talk about more shit than just sports, but sports are a big part of my life, so I feel like I should factor them. So I'll have sports-centric episodes in addition to just some other shit I like to do. In addition to that, I'm starting a gaming channel. For my listeners that don't know, I'm a big gamer. I'm kind of a boring gamer compared to some people, but I do play, like, you know, sports games, 2K, Madden. Actually, I haven't really played Madden in, like, 5 years. Madden's gotten, like, too stupid. But Rocket League, Fortnite. Yeah, I like Fortnite. Call of Duty, Warfare. The big games. I like to compete. I like competition. And it's a way for me to get them out. I'm going to start screaming because I like to talk. Shit, I feel like I'm interested enough. My gaming, I'm a decent gamer. I might say I'm elite, but like, you know, I'm worth price of admission, I believe. Personal opinion. But there's some of the new things that got going. Also, I'm trying to finally lock down some interviews. So I got to talk to a few artists. I'm going to have feature on here. Once we figure out schedules, we can get them on there. Addition to some local Charlestonians. You can hear about the perspective of the city from them. These will be coming in the coming weeks and coming episodes. The goal is at least 1-2 episodes a week. We'll see how that goes. At least one, minimal one. If I do a second episode, it's probably just a sports episode. So just keep that in mind. I'm trying to get back in my account and to my earlier goals of what I want to accomplish in my episodes this year. Cool. But we're going to take a little break, and we're going to get into the Kendrick Lamar review. Thank you for listening to the Holy City High Podcast. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button if you haven't already. This is our shout section for local Charlestonians doing dope shit. Our first shout would be to Charleston native Jordan Thomas Cooper. Originally from Munns Corner, South Carolina, he's a graduate of the University of South Carolina with a major in history, in addition to studying law at Lincoln Memorial University. Jordan has written 3 books, which includes 2,000 Jokes from My Smooth Day Before I Was a Father, 365 of My Jokes for Each Day of Sex That God Will Approve, and My Inspirational Quotes for 366 Days. Jordan books are available via Amazon Prime. Our second shout goes to local Charleston artist John Reese. Originally from Hilton Head, South Carolina, going by the moniker of Reese, he's a graduate of the Art Institute of Atlanta. He has multiple murals around Charleston, with his latest located at Charleston Empire Properties in West Ashley. He is also the 2022 winner, Cooper River Bridge Room winner, for the People's Choice Award for Best Design, which will be featured during the Charleston Bridge Run in 2023. You can check out his designs and art on Reese Designs on Instagram. These are shouts for this week. Check us out next week for more. Thank you for listening to the Holy City High Podcast. Hey guys, welcome back to the Holy City High Podcast. Once again, we're about to review the Big Sepultura featuring Mr. Morale himself, Kendrick Lamar, with Baby Keem and Taylor Leon. That's my first Kendrick Lamar concert I've ever been to, see him in person. I was up in Charlotte, had a Spectrum Center. Shout out to the Hornets. One quick fact about that. Charlotte, I don't know if this is my first concert in that arena, so I don't know. Usually when I go to Charlotte, it's always at the amphitheaters out there, PNC or Music Factory. But for interest into the venue, you probably should have like labels or something if you have like, you know, specific areas you want people to go through instead of like word of mouth, especially with, you know, that amount of people just yelling and stuff. Like, you know, should have planned that a little bit better. Just saying, you know, this is my 2 cent. Other than that, everything else in the venue was pretty flawless. So outside of that, you know, I enjoyed my experience at Spectrum. But going back to the concert, yeah, 2 openers, Taylor Leon, Baby Keem. Didn't really listen. I listened to them on the way up to Charlotte for my listeners from Charleston to Charlotte. That's about a 3-hour drive, give or take. Not too bad, but just enough, you know, kind of exposed to their music. So, you know, when they do perform, I at least know why the hell I'm listening to. They're not that bad, actually. I can enjoy, I think, especially Baby Keem. I actually do enjoy his music, so I'm definitely going to be a fan of his. So if he hears this, shout out to you, the homie. But back to the main guy, King Kendrick. So yeah, I did look up his set before good, and it was a 25 set playlist. And how he layered it was perfect, man. It was like, you know, obviously the new album is gonna be the featured, but between every 2 or 3 songs, he'll feature one of his classics from his previous albums. And if you ever know me, one of my favorite tracks from Kendrick is Money Trees. That's just like, if I had an anthem, a personal anthem, that would be my anthem right there. Cause I love that song, the beat, the production, the lyrics, like Perfect, dude. It's perfect. Perfect. In addition to some other songs he performed, obviously, in addition to the album, Backseat Freestyle, Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe, Humble, All Right, DNA. You know, the big songs everybody can kind of expect. What highlight the concert is, like, you know, the best thing when you have artists like this, this big, is, you know, when people experience this. So, like, you know, it's, you had some quirks in there that was enjoyable. Like, he had to do a COVID test. He was in, like, a little bubble where he had to perform. The entire time throughout the night, he had the Hot Steppers, which were, like, these dancers that was, you know, synchronizing to some of the songs and some of the beats that's throughout the entire performance. I was about to say episode. I was like, oh, that's all I'm doing. I guess one knock I would have, not with really anything with him, I would not ever buy cheap seats again. I was kind of high up there and stuff. I thought about buying the floor level seats, but I was just like, man, I'm glad I didn't buy them. The motherfuckers were like mosh pinning down there the entire time. But where I was in my section, if you look at the stage, if I was on the stage and I was looking outward, I would be to the left of the stage up top. And the only problem I had was there's just like, you know, when those cheap seats, you have some fair weather fans who just wanted to be at Kendrick Lamar concert because they're at a Kendrick Lamar concert and not vibing to the music. And I learned that immediately, like, you know, there's some songs that should come on. You should be out your seat, turn the fuck up, you know, right? You know, especially if, like, you know, Backseat Freestyle, dude. That was like the first trigger song that got everybody lit and shit. Actually, I lied. Element got everybody lit. Element, which is from the Damn album and shit. And we just had, you know, not stereotype or anything, but it was just some white kids behind me. They were younger too, man. They were like probably, could have been more like early 20s, I would say. And we probably just didn't know the music or just don't know well. And I had some people throughout the section like that. But, you know, I had some solid ones. Like, we had these four older people. They're like, they're at least in their 70s. And I've seen them walking up, too. I was like, damn. You know, not trying to judge, but I was like, I was not expecting, like, you know, the crowd, this age group to be here. But, you know, everybody loves music. And they sat right in front of me. And, like, I remember one of the ladies, like, it was two couples. It was a white man, a black woman, then a black man and a black woman. And one of the women, she was like, she called me down. She's like, hey, son, can I talk to you for a second? And I was like, yeah, yeah. I don't know what to expect. She was like, I'm about to smoke my weed. Is it fine if you're Baba? I was like, man, you go ahead and live your best fucking life. You know, hell yeah. Shit, that number, let me get hit, you know. Stuff. And they were sparking up. And that also triggered them. That triggered everybody else that had on them to spark up too. And there's really no security in our sections. And no one really cared. Stuff. And everybody was just vibing. It was a good time. It was a good experience. I love it. Big on Kendrick. Like, you know, the big two is always Kendrick and versus J. Cole. I don't like comparing or having them go against each other. But I always just favorite Kendrick. I think some of that's a little biased for me because you would think it'd be J. Cole given the fact that he's from North Carolina, from Fayetteville. I was hoping J. Cole would show up. I was like, damn, we're in North Carolina stuff. You know, the schedules might be something. J. Cole probably wasn't even in the state. But, you know, that was just like wishful thinking. But Kendrick, it was sick, dude. It was dope. It was expression. He focused on the conscious. So, you know, I'm always going to be excited for that. I will say, I actually got some criticism. Like, so I got like an ad from, through Spotify, I got like a top five. They make you choose which Kendrick albums were your top five. And I got some criticism from my boy Brandon, B-Fresh. He lives out in Atlanta. It was 1-4. Sorry, that's my phone going off, guys. Sorry about that. And our top five, and he was a little crazy on my top five, man. I was like, dude, really? And so I'm looking at my top five now, what he said. So originally my top five was, and when I mean top five Kendrick Lamar albums. I said Good Kid, Mad City was my number one. Section 8 was number two. Damn 3. Mr. Morale number 4. To Pimp a Butterfly number 5. And I know why he's criticizing it, because he probably criticizes To Pimp a Butterfly being below Damn. And I'm like, man, as much as I love conscious music, and I love the album. It's beautiful, dude. It's beautiful. I'm not crammed, but, like, you know, I do like to turn the fuck up. That is in my DNA. whole song based on it. But it's just preference. And the other two, Section 8 is probably also part of get criticized. And look, man, I think Good Kid, Mad City, and Section 8, why some of those albums hit and some of those songs hit the way they do, it's also a lot because of, you know, I'm a video gamer, you know, for my listeners that don't know. So both those albums were heavily featured in Grand Theft Auto 5, which is the biggest video game of all time, which is still highly active community. So you know, that's where I listen to like some of my favorite songs, ADHD on Section 8, Rigor Mortis, Money Trees, Bitch Don't Kill My Vibes, Swimming Pools. You know, that's why they're featuring this. Like, I know, I think they help with his persona just as much as, you know, himself too. You know, just, you know, exposure to people that probably wouldn't traditionally listen to his music, you know. So I give that. So Fresh, you know, I love you, buddy. It's all kid. Just fun fact, his top five, let me see if I can find it right quick. His top five wasn't too far off. Like, we chose the same five albums, which, I mean, he only has a sixth project. And mainly it's Overly Dedicated, that's left off, which is his first album, which doesn't say he was young, man. You understand? Like, you know, growth. B-Fresh is pop, top five. And also, I follow my boy B-Fresh, Foy Henderson on Instagram, Brandon Foster on Facebook. He's doing producers. I think he's a producer at the World Channel. And he's been working in film and media for years, since high school. His top five was Good Kid, Mad City, To Pimp a Butterfly, Mess Him Around, The Big Stepper, Section 8, and Damn. So yeah, Damn low. Like, it's crazy people criticize Damn because that's the Pulitzer Prize, but I think a lot of people said that was more of his fame projecting, and you know, so why, you know, it's subjective, man. It's whatever. All this is subjective, but no, I ain't discriminating. We ain't hating. But like, if you have a chance of seeing Kendrick Lamar in the Big Stepper tour coming through your city, I think he's in New York now. He was in D.C. before. Things toward enough. He's about to go overseas. I think he's about to take a month break to go overseas. So if you have an opportunity to check it out, five star review from your boy Nappy. Five freaking stars. But with that being said, we're going to end the segment. We're going to finish up with last segment, which is life advice and a review of the Charleston F&B page. And we'll Holy City out. Thank you for listening to the Holy City Hot Podcast. If you haven't already, please hit the subscribe button. We're going to have our feature artist of the episode. This is Lev with his hit, I'm Just Saying. Check it out now. Yeah, it's true. It's been cool. It's been cool. We can do what we do if it's true. You can lose if you choose not to cruise. Just keep it cool. Ain't nothing to prove. I just saying. I be doing all this shit while they thinking I'm playing. I just saying. I be in my Benz with your bra, probably parlaying. I just had to keep it real with you. Why y'all change no thing? Cause I feeling you. Them other things ain't the same. So the deal for you, I got weed, drink, pills, plus shrooms. Yeah, I just true. Saying. It's been cool, it's been cool. We can do what we do if it's true. You can lose if you choose not to cruise. Just keep it cool, ain't nothing to prove. Yeah, it's true, it's been Thank you for checking out our local feature artist of the episode. You can check out his profile and all of his music in the description of this podcast episode. Holy City High. Hey guys, welcome back to the Holy City High podcast. I also just realized, I guess over the summer break was my four-year anniversary of this podcast. I started this podcast in July 2018, so we're going 4 years strong. First criticism I probably get this podcast is, why do you have as many episodes? And I was like, look, man, I got minor ADD, so I'm doing like a million different things at once. So I'm be better about it in the future, at least attempt to. But with that being said, we're going to finish our last two segments, kind of like combine them in one. Be life advice, which be the second part of the segment. And the first part is a review of the Charleston Food and Bev Collective group located on Facebook. For my listeners don't know about Charleston, South Carolina, you probably do know about the food. Food's a big culture of this town. The F&B industry is the biggest job, but the hospitality industry as a whole, including the F&B, is the biggest job sector in the city. which means it involves the most people, most influence. They have a very active group on Facebook called the Charleston F&B Collective, which is about 20,000 strong, and they're very active. It gets pretty wild in there, man. And I'm going to tell you about two recent things that have happened. The first one is hilarious. The second one's kind of disturbing. First one, I'm going to start with disturbing, then end on a positive note. How about that? The disturbing one's actually really recent. Like, I think yesterday. It happened yesterday. Yesterday, the day before. At Loggerheads restaurant on Folly Beach, there was a stabbing. There's a person of interest. If you check the page or check Live 5 News or a lot of the local news outlet, you can look it up and see this person. This guy came in and essentially tried to do a hit on someone. I'm not sure. I'm going to look on details to see if the person is still in critical condition now. But from what I heard, it was a very bad stabbing. The suspect is treated as armed and dangerous, so please don't approach him. A lot of people, no one really recognizes him, so a lot of people are thinking he's not even from the area. And as they acquire more video and evidence, I will keep you updated with that. And once again, that happened at Loggerheads on Folly Beach. In addition to that, on a lot of news, the probably funniest thing I've witnessed in a while that happened in the city is happened at Forte Jazz Lounge last month, back in July. my buddy Hunter actually originally sent me this via Snapchat, like the night happened. I guess it was one of his friends was part of the group, and he got it. But if you're familiar with Forte, they have a TV on the window that shows the live stage inside, so you can see what's going on stage. Well, the bar was closed. This was like a Tuesday or Wednesday night, so it was middle of the week. And I guess they closed early or something. I guess they ended up performing or whatever. And I still don't know who it was. Like, I guess I should have, like, should have jumped in and figured out what. But either way, it was this man and woman, this man drilling this girl, a woman, I'll say. She definitely was of age, on this couch, on the jazz. They have like a lot of couches on there, and it's just barely out of view, but you can see it. But they were very unaware to know that the TV was still on outside, so everybody that's on the street can see them on live action. Essentially, it was live porn. It was OnlyFans, but in person. And everybody was bugging, and I don't think I'm able to put that video on. I'll put a link to the video online. I can't submit the video personally, at least not through social media sites, because you know how Facebook and Mr. Zuckerberg is like to censor everything. So I'll definitely post it on Twitter, because Twitter don't give a fuck. They'll do it. It is explicit, so just warm advice. It's not too bad. Mainly, you just see booty cheeks, dude's cheeks thrusting. But the comment section on the F&B page, man, F&B page was pretty hilarious, man. People were going in on this guy. Like, stroke game was weak. Poor girl has no enthusiasm for legs. it was funny, man. It was I really just wanna, like, I would just pay for to see their reaction once they realized what was going on. Like, fortunately for at least her face wasn't covered unless there's a longer video out there somewhere. I'm just curious how long it went before they realized what was going on, or somebody had to call and text them like, hey, you're getting drilled and stuff. But hey, you got a live performance. It's just hilarious. It was on the screen. Like, that's, God, if there's a fuck up, that's a fuck up. But it can work, I guess. It can work in your favor. It cannot work in your favor. Whatever. Regardless. But in addition to that, life advice today is going to be Mr. Positivity. Be a reflection of myself. For anyone that knows me personally, they know I'm a potentially try to be a positive person, have a positive vibe every day, and it's not something I'm faking. It's just something I look forward to. There's a lot of negativity in the world coming from everywhere, man. It's like what's next is always kind of like week to week is what's next, man. And I think a lot of people are on edge because everything seems unstable. It's like, seems like, what's the trigger? Right now, obviously, we're knocking on the cusp of war with Russia. We haven't been paying attention to the Brittany Griner situation. She's just got 9 years for having the THC cards, which essentially she's a proxy right now between two countries. Because I think a similar situation happened to another American. She got like I think it was just a few weeks stuff. Right now, I guess they're working on a prisoner exchange. There's a big PR campaign of trying to get the U.S. to do more, which they probably do, man. But also, you have to understand the circumstances of what's going on in the world right now. And they have to do it, you know, to the best interest of the whole country. Hopefully, she gets out. I'm not rooting for her. But it's also a lesson, like, look, guys, once you leave the borders of this country, man, the rules of another country is a whole nother element, man. You know, you got to respect it, regardless of what you may or may not think of Russia. Even before, their rules were pretty strict about, like, anything they seen as, like, drugs or treated as drugs. And it's a lot harsher. Like, Japan has pretty harsh drug laws and stuff. So just be mindful when you travel abroad. To be careful and, like, you know, do your research about country and country laws. You know, you should never get to another country with no insight of how they operate in their society over there. That's just, you would think it'd be common sense, but, you know, common sense isn't as common as we commonly announce it to be. But back to life advice today is, which I kind of got off track with that a little bit, but this is more kind of like a personal thing with me, but I think I'm just going to share it and you can take what you want from it. Naturally, I'm a very competitive person. You can blame on testosterone, me being a male or whatever. Not overly crazy competitive. Like, you know, I have checks and balances. And I'm not going to let competition get involved or in between, you know, decision making on some things. But naturally, I'm very competitive. Like, you know, it's why I play sports growing up. Why it's why I'm a big gamer, because, like, you know, I like to compete. You know, it's just a natural thing. There's nothing wrong with healthy competition. Healthy competition will drive you to higher goals, give you better motivation, better focus. And for me, focus has always been a big thing, because I always say I have far minor ADD. Because if you ever meet me, you know, I'm probably projected as one of the most random people in the world. But I just have a lot of interest, and I'm natural curiosity, so stuff. But I'm also my biggest critic, you know, and, you know how some people sometimes are like, you know, trying to steal your shine because it's like, oh, you're good stuff. Like, you know, always a little pessimistic, essentially. And I'm not, like, you know, I treat everything as an experience. Whereas, and as an education, which includes my successes and my failures. But, you know, I tell people my number one competition will always be myself. And, you know, for my listeners that know me, they'll be like, oh, well, that's probably the most Gemini thing you can ever say. Because I'm definitely a Gemini. But, like, it's the truth also, man. Like, I embody it. Like, you know, I'm my biggest critic. Like, I hate to fail. I hate to lose. And that includes in every aspect. So if I don't get something, I'm going to study it till I get it. There's no reason for me not to be able to. I feel that way about myself. And, you know, I hope most people should feel themselves, by the way, you know. And what you like, man, when you're so into yourself and so focused, I tell people that's my number one goal. Like, I'm finishing school. I want to get this degree. I want to learn as much as cybersecurity so I can do a career change, which allowed me to do more flexible options with some of my other ambitions I have going forward. And, you know, you want to be careful of, like, of people watching on the outside, because envy is a bitch, man. There's very a lot of envious people of you. And it could be, and what the thing about envy is you don't see envy, really. Like, people that are envious of you kind of hide it. They're massive manipulators. They try to manipulate you behind the scenes through your friends, through other people's stuff. And you just got to be a keen sign of and catch wind of it and address it as needed. But, like, you know, don't think of my success as something I'm trying to do. I always look to inspire. So, you know, if you appreciate or think something or getting jealous of something I'm doing. I'm like, dude, don't be jealous. Listen to what I'm saying. I give advice and help yourself. But, you know, hopefully whatever I'm doing with myself and my ambitions is inspire you and motivate you to pursue yours, wherever you see fit. That's all it is. Nothing personal. I try not to take things personally anymore. You know, everybody has their pros and cons of their lives. No different than mine. So if I can help you out, why wouldn't you? That's what we kind of got to get to in America as a country. You know, this country is very based on individualism, and there's nothing wrong with that to a limit. Like, we have to also remember that the good of the community is just as important as your individual goals. And the balance of that, we're still trying to figure out, given how, you know, our problems with our country are very different than most other countries in the world, because no one has the diversity of a country that, and for how big it is, you know, also being the number one economy and a superpower also helps too. And with that comes criticism. So I guess the life advice is essentially like, hey man, do what you do without worry about, you know, motivate yourself, have that battle every day, write down. If you do have ambitions, start a journal, man. To me, it's not real until you write it. Because in your head, stay in your head, and it can cycle. But once you put pen to paper, boom, all right, now you're manifesting. And you have manifesting six total skills. So if you listen to that, man, just go get what you ever want. Whatever you want to do, go get it. As long as it's not, you know, negative, obviously, or affecting other people in a negative way. With that being said, this is the end of this episode. Kind of running out of things to talk about. I hope you enjoy it. I'll be back next week. Enjoy your weekend on this lovely Friday. This is your boy, Nappy Nick, and we out ya. Holy City High Podcast.